Good morning. Let's see if I could keep it running this time. I started it a second ago and then inadvertently shut it off again. I have a feeling that's still going to be sort of the, I hate to say it, but the pattern for the day. What day is it? I don't know. Let me look. Thursday, April 30th, 2015. 7:51 a.m. almost 8 o'clock. So today's been kind of a waste. It's only 8 o'clock and today is a waste. That's pretty dumb. I should be glad I'm not the witness to an accident, because it very nearly was. Anyway. So, yeah, I woke up and first thing I had to do was make breakfast for the kid. Fourth day in a row, she's wanting pancakes for breakfast. I don't mind making pancakes, it's just I can't eat them. Too many carbs in pancakes. Between the white flour and the sugar, syrup. The blueberries are okay, but it's just, and I love blueberry pancakes. So it's one of those sort of, really? You gotta tease me with pancakes again. I made half batches all week. Today I got smart and made a whole batch. Put the rest in the fridge. She wants pancakes tomorrow. I'll warm them up in the toaster. Trick I learned from Alton Brown. And then we're supposed to leave at like 7 o'clock. It was 10 past 7 when she finally dragged her ass out of the house. And she was late to school, but because she has teachers who aren't very prompt about calling roll first thing out of the box, she's got 5 extra minutes or so, and she uses every one of them. So I was late leaving, I'm late getting back. I started walking right away, but it's still later this morning than yesterday. So later this morning, in about an hour actually, the city's gonna shut off the water again. They're doing maintenance on the water system. So they're gonna dig up our street, find a water valve, and replace it. Which will take about 4 hours. So 9 to 1, no water. I have to go home and go around and flush all the toilets and fill a couple buckets with water. Fill the coffee pot with water just in case I want a second pot this morning. And I might. I'm working on this 3 good things exercise that younger daughter got from their psychiatrist the other day. And it's really an interesting idea. It's a really good idea. It's really supported by research, which makes it very interesting to me. Because there are so very little that is actually supported by research. This one is, in terms of mood stabilization, sleeping just before you go to sleep, last 2 hours of the day, think of 3 good things and how they make you feel. And those are the 3 things that stay with you as you fall asleep. Those are the things that stay with you over the course of the next few days. And if you do this for a week, then the health benefits, the emotional stability benefits keep growing over time, even though you may not actually be doing it. And I've been trying to do this all week, and I can't think of three good things, which is kind of sad. I'm not sure that I'm not sure not being able to think of three good things is helping me. I mean, the walk, okay, yeah, I suppose that's a good thing. That does generally make me feel better. I'm not sure about the talk, to be honest. I'm not sure how much this helps, actually. It does help me organize my thinking. Sometimes I'm not really thinking about a whole lot. I feel bad about those days. The whining days. Well, not that late, there's a school bus. Actually, I almost forgot to post it. It was like late in the morning, 10:30 or so before I realized. Oh, hey, I uploaded that thing, but I forgot to tweak it and post it to the server. I always upload it to my Dropbox when I get home, before I even go in the house, because I know if I go in the house, I'll forget. So I upload it to Dropbox when I go in the house. Before I go in the house. Generally, right after I say, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. And as usual, I got sidetracked and forgot. By the time I made it back to my desk. So today's an early day. I have to pick her up at 11:15. Probably I have to go fast food again today. Tomorrow's a long day, and then tomorrow afternoon, I guess it's in the afternoon, after school, she has to go down to Denver for a performance. The ensembles that got straight ones last year give a performance this year, which seems odd to me. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. Other than, well, yeah, they need a chance to make the arrangements and figure out who's going to show up and all the rest of that. But the people who got straight ones last year aren't necessarily even in the choir this year. I know next year, the chamber choir is losing, out of the 13, 14 people, they're losing 6 or 7 seniors who are graduating. Most of the male voices are graduating. Two of the sopranos, or three of the sopranos, are graduating. There's not that many people So if they have to go down next year and give a performance because they got straight ones this year, it's not even going to be the same choir. So I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's not. It's very, very confusing for me. I'm finding life to be quite confusing sometimes. Wow, that is hot. I just made the eastern turn, and it's a warm day. How warm is it? That says 52, but that's, I don't think that's right. 46. So yeah, close to 50. And I'm wearing my windbreaker, which I really don't need. And at least I'm wearing a lighter weight shirt than normal. Bunk post. There's a little bit of shade here. So yeah, gosh. I've been thinking a lot about South Coast. I've also been thinking a lot about the new Ishmael Wong books and the new Solar Clipper books that aren't Ishmael Wong. I really need to finish South Coast, even though I know it's not going to be one of the best sellers, one of my best sellers. I do feel like the sort of inner need to finish it. And yet, I may have to put it down again, and for those of you who are waiting anxiously for the sequel, I apologize. I hate to do it because there's so much going on in the story that if I put it down, I'm going to have to try to remember what it is again when I pick it up. It's not that attractive enough, an appealing a proposition. I'd really much rather try to power through this. Because I have a feeling that if I actually get to the point where, yeah, okay, cool, this is a story. It may be short, but it'll be done. I can put it away, and then I can focus on Ishmael and Pip, and then Natalia and Zoya, and the Vagrant brothers. There's three of them now. I don't know if I mentioned that before. Malachi Vagrant is the corporation owner. M. Vagrant Outfitters. And then Zachary Vagrant is ne'er-do-well younger brother. And there's a third Vagrant now, Sergey Vagrant. I'm not exactly sure what his story is. He's made a lot of money. He's made quite a lot of isk. And for somebody with no skills and hasn't played very long, he's a staggering amount of isk. $500 million. And this is all on his own. This is, you know, I didn't bail him out by having other characters send him cash or anything. This is all cash he's earned. Well, I know how he did it. It just surprises me that it works that way. He did it running mining missions, and then buying items at the loyalty point store and then selling those at the market. He's made a lot of cash. I haven't played him in a long time, but every time I look at my character monitor at EVEmon, I get it. Wow. But I keep thinking about these guys. I keep thinking about how, well, my books are not set in Eve. I keep thinking about ideas about characterization. So, for example, I have a couple of characters who have very low skills, very low training. They just sort of get stuck doing the crap work. And I think about, what is that? What must that like? Do they like it? Do they have no ambition? Is it like this is more than they expected, so they go with it, or Are they trying to save up enough to get some more training, to get some more? But then they do things that cost them money. They don't. make that much. They don't get enough playtime to be able to make it much. I keep trying to balance this out. Okay, what is this? This is game mechanic. This is not interesting in terms of story. This isn't interesting. But in terms of, for lack of a better term, writing prompt, in terms of dealing with characterization, Zoya is my currently most skilled pilot. And she doesn't fly anything bigger than a battlecruiser. Other than she's an Orca pilot, which means she does mining support. She has a lot of skills in leadership. She has a lot of skills in mining and refining and industrial. But then she flies, because she has all these leadership skills, she's able to fly command battle cruisers, which are just awesome. There are very few people who actually train to command battle cruisers. And I understand why, because it's months and months and months and months and months and months and months. It's like 6 months for command battle cruiser. Because you have to have all these skills at five. And they're not easy skills. They're pretty much all month-long skills. And there are four of them, five of them, I forget now. But she flies a Sleipnir. And Sleip is wonderful. Gosh, I love that ship. Command battle cruiser. She's my go-to pilot when I need standing with some corporation or other, because the Sleip just burns through missions like crazy. Level threes. She only does level threes. Well, level three and below. Level fours and a Sleip are possible, but they're slow. And I have other pilots who fly battleships for level fours. But level fours are for getting paid. Level threes are for gaining standing. At the moment, one, two, three, four, five of my alts all have more than a billion ISK. And if you're just starting out, 100,000 ISK seems like a lot of cash. And then you start to try to buy like a cruiser for 20 to 30 million, well, 15 million plus outfit. And it's like, oh my God, how can you possibly afford that? And now I've got characters that have a billion. I've got one with 3 billion. He's kind of the banker at this point, because if any of the characters, I use a lot of different characters to mine the ore that I need to make the freighters and sell the freighters that make a billion ISK at a whack. Well, my Orca will be done tomorrow too. I have a second Orca that I've built. It costs almost a billion ISK to buy, but they only take about 350 million ISK worth of materials to build, plus time. And I should be able to launch that one tomorrow. But that one will go, one of them will go down to the next region over where I need to mine a lot of a particular kind of mineral that I can't get where I am. So it's basically a capital investment for me to buy this thing, take it down where I can use it without having to spend half the day moving a very large ship a long way. So maybe tomorrow that'll be one of my three good things. I don't know. Well, they're not here tearing up the road, which they're going to have to do if they're going to dig up the valve. I've got the road marked. I mentioned that the other day. They've changed it, so dig okay right here, apparently. But it looks like we've got at least a few minutes. We should have half an hour maybe before they turn off the water. That gives me a chance to take care of stuff. Get some water in reserve. Fill the ice water. And trash hasn't come yet. But here I am at the back gate. It's a lovely morning. I haven't mentioned that. Well, there they are right there. Speak of the devil. But tomorrow, well, tomorrow's Friday, and it is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.